podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Who wants a note to hear the story? Note from Gina.
Do it.
Please.
This is interesting. She goes, Dom, I have a question about what to do when you do the most embarrassing thing on a date. Do you acknowledge it or act like it never happened? She writes, on Friday, I went out on a first date. We were set up by a mutual friend, and we seemed to hit it off pretty well at first. We met for a drink, and when it looked like we were getting along great, we decided to walk across the street and get dinner. Well, that's a very...
Nice escalation.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. You go to dinner, that's fine. Right in the middle of the salad course, I could feel that one side of my head felt different from the other. It was lighter, if that makes sense. It turns out that one of my clip-ins had come loose. Emily, will you please explain? Because I'm not real.
Oh, my God.
Is that like a hair extension?
It is, but it's... Okay, imagine kind of like a long ribbon with a fake hair attached to it, right? But there's like little clippies at either end, so you can put them in the morning and take them out at night.
Okay, because I know women who have hair extensions,
right.
It's really involved.
But
it's complex.
Right. No, clip-ins you
this
can
like
just put
clip
in
on
for,
tie.
Right, for like a special event, you know, for a first date.
I got to get me some of these.
Holy
Wednesday.
Cripes.
Well, here's what she says. She goes, it turns out that one of my clip-ins had come loose. It ended up draped across my shoulder. I think I must have been rubbing my head or something. But I didn't even know it had come out until I went to the restroom and it fell off when I sat down.
Oh my God.
It's like a horse's tail.
That's like every girl's worst nightmare.
Gina writes, I'm completely mortified. My date had to see it, but he was kind enough to not say anything. The rest of the meal, I just acted like nothing happened. But now I'm wondering if I should have come back to the table and laughed about it. I guess because it was a first date, I just froze. And then here's the bottom line to her note. She goes, what do you do when you do something horribly embarrassing on a first date?
Oh, my God.
Well,
there's a hair in my soup, waiter.
And it's all mine.
A wad of hair.
There's a wig in my soup.
That's embarrassing.
I wonder if they do have another date. Did she say that?
She didn't say. I can write back to her.
Oh, okay. Well, from a guy's point of view, what would you think if you're like, what the heck is going on?
Okay, so
hair
if I'm sitting there and her hair is draped across her shoulder that has fallen off.
Uh-huh.
If it's a second date, I say something. But if it's a first date, I probably let her discover it herself and I act like I haven't seen anything.
I'm pretty lighthearted. I would call her out and have fun with it.
I don't think I would on a first.
I'd hold it up like a mustache. On me.
You
It'd
guys,
be fun.
You I haven't mean, been out on a first date, though, in 20 years.
Years.
So.
But it would kill the tension, I think, if you joked about it.
Right. That's not a deal breaker, though. Like, if she's wearing a clip-in and then
hair.
It falls out. Right. Okay.
No, because I wouldn't care about that. Women do all sorts of things like that.
It is false advertising, though, that her hair is not as long as it seems.
No.
I'd be more upset about that.
What?
It's like wearing a water bra. It's false advertising.
Oh, my gosh.
If that fell out during dinner, that would be...
Whoa! Get a mop!
Here's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what
How
was
are
the
you?
Mortifying thing that happened to you?
Well, it didn't actually happen to me. It happened to my mother on her first date with my dad. So I guess he thought she was a keeper after this. But they went to a steakhouse for dinner, and the waiter set the plate on the table. And as she went to cut the meat, the mm-hmm. whole entire plate flipped upside down into her lap.
Oh, no. One of those.
So she said, this is why I always will teach you guys to put your napkin in your lap. She tightened both ends of it and flipped the plate back, and everything was perfectly sitting exactly the way it was when we put the plate down.
That's why he married her.
It's like a magic trick.
She showed him a trick on the first date.
That's right.
Thanks for being on the show. Have
With
a fun day.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
You too. All right. Here comes Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Something mortifying on a date.
Well, I was living in Tucson at the time, and we decided to go for a Jeep ride out in the desert, and we got filthy dirty, and we decided to have a picnic. And so I got out of the Jeep, and I was wandering around picking up something, and he said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to sit on this cardboard because I don't want to get my pants dirty. Well, it ended up being a cow patty.
Oh, gross.
But I've been married to him for 43 years.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's gross.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I sat on a cow patty. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
What happened?
I went on a blind date, and it was to the Rockies game to watch the fireworks.
Okay.
we walked in the door of the stadium and the guy went up to some random person and started beating him up. They got in this huge fight and police had to come talk to us. Whoa. We could hear the fireworks going off around us and couldn't go watch them.
Anger issues?
And then, yeah, just a little bit.
I would guess no second date, probably.
No second date, definitely.
Anna, have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Your date
why?
Just
gets
into,
somebody?
Gets
I
into
know.
A fist fight. Hello, Alicia. Welcome.
Hi.
What happened?
Well, it was at the state fair. First date. We ended up having corn dogs and cheese curds and all that great stuff, having a great time. And he ended up buying a lot of tickets for us to go on these rides. So I wasn't really feeling the greatest. And but I felt bad that he bought all these tickets. So he wanted to go on the double Ferris wheel. I said, sure. And we're one of the first people on. We start rotating on the top, and I'm not feeling good. And I look over to him. I'm like, I'm not feeling good. I think we should get off. He goes, no, it'll be fine. No big deal. It starts going, and all of a sudden I projectile vomit over everybody on the Ferris wheel, and it ends up coming back and hitting both of us.
You vomited at the top of the Ferris wheel.
Cheese curds.
It was horrible. And the worst part is we rode a motorcycle to the date or to the fair, so I had to get cleaned up, and we had to ride the motorcycle back to my place. I never saw him again.
It's like an Adam Sandler
bad.
Movie.
Seriously.
Gross.
Well, thanks for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later. Puking on your date.
And then it comes back and hits you.
That's
the gift that keeps
it's in
on
my mouth.
Giving.
It's in my mouth.
Is it Cece? Is that right?
Yeah.
What's the story?
So my friend had set me up with someone who lived over in California. So we'd been talking for a while, and I flew over there. And he took me out to this really nice restaurant. And I wore this beautiful white dress. And he gets up to go use the restroom, and he fumbles, and he spills his red wine all over the table, and it gets all over my dress.
Mm.
So that's the first part.
Oh.
So we continue the date. I didn't really mind. It was like, okay, like it's something that can kind of be fixed. So I had recently just gotten a breast augmentation, and so on the ride home, he goes to open the door for me, not realizing I was right behind him, and he elbowed me. And I, like, my first response was to freak out. So I flailed, and I ended up hitting him in the face. It was, we're still together, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh. Cece, have a fun day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for being
she
on
bounced
the show.
Back.
You know, the...
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.